province is ready for this. They're prepared for this. The infrastructure's been here. It's not our first time hosting. This is the third time. And plus, we've done major events already. So, you know, St. John's is ready. The region is ready. There's a lot of support here from the province and from the federal government as well. And, you know, this province throughout will see the benefits of the 2025 Games. This decision was made a while ago, but at the time, I'm sure the physical challenges of the province was part and parcel of where we are. It's a big investment, but we've been able to now to position the province financially over multi-years. There's just between $10 and $11 million will be the responsibility of the province, but you're investing in infrastructure as well, and you're actually setting the city up, St. John's up in this region, to actually compete for more events in the future. There's 550 jobs created. There'll be thousands of people that will visit the province, and there'll be memories and experience that will be shared, and we'll have new ambassadors for Newfoundland and Labrador in the future.
What's the cost associated with this bid?
The bid is usually, the games itself is around $45 to $50 million, but when you look at the economic benefit that comes from that just through the games itself, so, you know, around $100 million, but then it's a lasting legacy that will come because we're now positioned to attract national and international events to the province. So overall, the economic benefit to the games itself is about $100 million, but the lasting legacy of the games will be millions and millions of dollars, you know, after that. You know, this is a very polished machine when you think about the Canada Games. They do this, you know, every couple of years, either, you know, rotating between summer and winter games. So, you know, they understand what the schedule is. We're working with that schedule. You know, Derek Bennett has been involved in this, as well as Minister Dempster now for quite some time. And, you know, we've made a commitment to host these games simply because it's the right thing to do to promote our province and to support competitive sport in Newfoundland and Labrador.
Well, what we need to do now is we need to prepare our bids. We've appointed the co-chairs of our bid committee, and they're now forming out the full bid committee. So we'll get together. The first milestone, I believe, is to look at all the facilities, see which ones that are good and which ones that we need to do work on. And then the second part of that is to build to complete the full bid package. So even though Newfoundland and Labrador, it's Newfoundland and Labrador's time to host the Canada Summer Games, the city needs to submit its bid to the Canada Games Council to ensure that we're capable of hosting the games. You know what? The estimates are still being worked on. We're in pretty good shape facility-wise. You know, there's some work on the Aqua Arena and a track, to name two pretty big facilities that need to be upgraded or replaced. But we've been investing in our facilities all along. St. Pat's Ball Park, King George V, as examples. And so using them along with the other facilities in the Northeast Avalon, we're in pretty good shape facility-wise. One of the advantages we have here is our close proximity. And, you know, within 20 minutes, you can be anywhere around the city or into Mount Pearl Paradise, CBS, Torbay.